comments about the officiating. Do you feel that that paid off, you know, just due to the fact that you guys shot more free throws tonight?
No, you know, I said this before the game, and I'm going to hold true to this. My mother told me when she was living years ago when I was a player and I was negotiating the contract and talking to shut my mouth and do my job. And that's where I'm at. You know, that's behind us. I should have taken that advice and just kept my mouth closed and went on about business. But it's behind us. I thought tonight our guys came out and played their hearts out. You know, I've never questioned this team's heart, but being in a situation like this with your back against the wall against a very good team in Houston, they've played well. These guys wanted to go back. They didn't want the season to end, and they played their behinds off.
Nick, can you talk about the effort of Brandon Roy tonight? I mean, admittedly, under flu-like conditions, stepped up, did what he had to do.
Well, you just never know. You know, I've been involved in some games where I didn't feel well and played well. And, you know, I said that before the game. Some nights when guys come in and they're under the weather or not feeling well, they have some of their best games. And Brandon had one of those tonight. You know, he came out, he, you know, took an IV before the game and came out and just played. You know, he played like a champion. And LaMarcus, you know, who had an injury, came out and played. But it wasn't two guys. It was a team effort again tonight.
Lee, can you talk about your decision to start Rudy in the second half?
Well, you know, I just felt like we needed to get some more movement. And, you know, Artes and Battier were switching off on Brandon. And we needed to get movement. We needed to get some scoring in the offense. And I went to that rotation early in the first, and I liked it. And I just wanted to try and keep the pressure on their defense, make them guard, you know, have to guard five guys out on the floor. So I decided to start Rudy.
Looking ahead, you stick with it in 6?
You know, we'll talk about it. You know, Rudy wore himself out running and trying to defend, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. But yeah, we can certainly go that way.
Right. Coach, holding the Rockets to 77 points, I mean, you have to be thrilled with your defense.
Yeah, you know, early Scola was knocking down shots and he was hot. You know, you want the team to take perimeter shots, but we needed to get a little closer to him. Our closeouts were slow. And, you know, we started to get more aggressive and make our reads. But, you know, it's a good team, and they take advantage of the defense. If you are collapsed on Yao, then they move the ball. They do a great job of moving the ball. I thought tonight we were more aggressive recovering to the perimeter and controlling the ball, especially the second half. The first half, Brooks and Vaughn and those guys got to the basket. But the second half, we made some adjustments and did a better job of keeping them out of the paint.
Take two more. Nate, does this put the pressure on Houston?
Well, you know, they still need one game to close the series. And they're going back home, you know, for Thursday's game. And for us, it's still a one-game season. We want to try and get back to Portland. And we haven't won in Houston. So it's still a huge challenge for us and for them, you know. They need one more, and we need to win to stay alive.
Hey, do you feel the pressure's a little more on the Rockets now, considering you guys have Game 7 on your home court?
Really, it's the same, you know, for us. We still have to win to play another game, and they have to win one more. So it's just different buildings, and they've been able to win here, you know, in this series, and we haven't won there. So the pressure's on us, you know, to go out and win that game on Thursday.